just going to go down the list of who the folks are. And I'll start with myself. I'm Joe Valentine. I'm in the Division of STD Prevention, and I have several titles, but one of them includes syphilis elimination, the other is health disparities, and just recently we inherited the Tuskegee Benefits Program as well. So we stay a little bit busy in the Office of the Director. I'm really thrilled that everyone is here today to join us, and so it's very exciting to have everybody, particularly for this session. I want to remind everybody about the session and who the session is dedicated to. It is to Mr. Christopher O'Leary, and as you can see there, he's a beloved colleague and friend, and we lost him tragically just very recently, and so I want everybody to think about that as we're presenting and as our speakers talk about the topic today, which would have been really near and dear to Christopher's heart, I'm sure. So it's very exciting to have you here. The way I think I would try to do it is to introduce the speakers and then so that they can enjoy the presentation and actually make a good view of the PowerPoints, they'll go back into the audience. And then at the end of each of the presentations, we will then open up the floor for questions and we'll create like a panel discussion. So the idea is that we'll end up having kind of like a frontline, you know, kind of thing, political punditry kind of situation where I have the experts here, you can ask them a series of questions. So I'm just going to go down the list, and it's in your program. But first, the first presentation we'll have is from Dr. Ken Katz, who will talk about increasing rates of azithromycin resistance and treponema pallidum infections. If Dr. Katz could raise his hand so people will know who he is. Okay, thank you. The second presentation, promoting syphilis ulcer recognition among men who have sex with men and focus groups to explore feasibility, Dr. Peterman, Tom Peterman. The next presentation is by Dr. He's going to get me about these R's, but I'm going to say it. Jorge. Did I do it? Okay, thank you. Montoya, who will be talking about syphilis and HIV and sexual networks of men who have sex with men in Los Angeles County. The next presentation is missed gonorrhea infections by anatomic site among asymptomatic men who have sex with men by Ms. Kristen Mayle. The next presentation, which HIV-infected men who have sex with men in care are at increased risk for bacterial sexually transmitted diseases, Dr. Ken Mayer. And then finally, prevalence of rectal and chlamydia gonorrhea before and after implementation of routine rectal screening, Dr. Ellen T. Rudy. Thank you. So these are your presenters, and at the end of the presentation series, we'll have folks back up so you can ask questions. But that way, I think it's a little bit faster, and we can move through and leave enough time for discussion. I'm also going to be a timekeeper, and if some of you know me, I'm sort of a time Nazi. So I will try to keep the speakers on time. They understand they have about 10 minutes to speak, and I will give them a 2-minute warning high sign to say, "Okay, your time is up."